Joe, what's up, man? How
How
are
are you
we?
doing, Alex? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Awesome. My name's Joe. I'm in the gym space. I'm in the brick and mortar gym space, the space you move.
I know some stuff about
I know some
it.
stuff about it. And I'm one of those guys who read Gym launched a couple years too late. I'm a little older, so I made all the mistakes you talked about. When I read the book, I felt like I was reading deja vu. I was like, oh my God, all these things happened to me. So my question to you is, me and my business partner Dan are launching a series of semi-private personal training studios. We're still in that space, and we're launching one shortly. And so, using the $100 million leads book that's coming out, and some of the stuff from Gym Launch and $100 million offers, what would you do to launch a gym? Our plan every 6 months for the next few years, until we get a number that we're happy with and we keep moving forward.
My preference, my preferred model is one of two. Right now, you're already doing one of them, so I won't even get into the other one. But I love the semi-private model. I love that like $300, $400 a month price point, 2 to 3 times a week. I like going after avatars that have a little bit more money specifically, because for them, they're not gonna not pay during the holidays. You know what I mean? Like for them, they're not gonna be like, breaking the bank over $300. And the nice thing, and I think I got this from Rick Mayo of Alloy. That model allows you to get to about 500,000-600,000 a year with, 1,200 square feet, 1,400 square feet, like super small footprint, and a single manager who's got maybe 10, 20% profit share, maybe like 40, 50K base, and two helpers, right? So it's a very simple lean model, one on six, one on eight, depending on how you want to do it. And all you have to do is get to 120-ish at the location, and it's usually 50% margin. I mean, I have over time simplified and simplified the model so that there's just so little operational complexity so that you can scale. And are you familiar with Dunbar's number? So the reason I like this model is that like most micro gyms cap at 120 to 150, and it's because the systems required to purposely manufacture human connection becomes significantly more complex as you cross that barrier, right? And so rather than create this very, very complex machine to make it run at 600, service-based members, I'd rather just have a model that runs very profitably at 120 to 150 members. And so lead gen perspective, number one is that I would do a 3 month pre-launch. Number two is that I would disproportionately spend on the launch. So I would put like 30 grand into the pre-sales, and I would open at full capacity. The best gym franchises know how to pre-sell so that they are in the black in the first month. And like every time I opened a new location, like it was the first location was the one that I didn't learn that I learned the lesson on my first one because I thought I was trying to get it open as fast as possible so I could make money. But with everyone after that, I tried to do pre-sales as long as possible so I could make all this money and not have to pay any expenses. And so that way you can also focus too, because you can just sell for 3 months, do nothing but work leads and close contracts. And then after that, I'm sure you're ch what's your churn right now for semis?
Right now, only about 5%.
Okay. I mean, I would shoot for three, you know what I mean? But five's okay. If you've got, let's just say five, right? And you got 120 members, it's 6 members a month you got to replace. Like, it's just like, it's so easy to replace that. And just expect, like, if you have, and what's your price point monthly?
About 400.
Okay, so 400, so that's an 8K LTV, right? In terms of revenue, not profit, but like 8K LTV, like you should be able to spend $500 to a car customer and not even sweat on it. And so like if you pay up to $100 a lead local so that you can close 20% of those into contracts, I'm not saying those are good numbers, I'm saying those are exaggeratedly bad numbers, you'd still be fine, right? Because even if you had to close six customers a month, it's 3 grand a month in ads just to maintain, it's nothing.
Now, in Gym Launch, you talk about, doing your 6 week transformation. Do you still recommend that as the primary giveaway? Because that's our best
I
product
mean,
has been.
the wrapper can change. You know what I mean? Like I always call it's just wrapping paper on the present, but like we're still doing nutrition, we're still doing workouts. So like whether I do, 6 week, 42 days, 21 days, 28 days, belly fat blast, metabolic reset, like, slim by Halloween, lean by Halloween, you know what it is, slim for Santa, big booty boot camp, free 6 week challenge, 42 day detox, like I've fucking done them all. Like at the end of the day, like all of those are wrappers that you rotate locally just so that your ads don't fatigue, but you want to always push it into the same sales process so that the ops don't change. So it's like the ad will change, and then you get on the phone and you're like, hey, what made you sign up for insert name or promotion? They're going to be like, well, I'm kind of overweight. And you're like, great. What have you done so far? Right. And you start going through it.
So my second question is, you know, with a business partner who, you know, we have kind of like different personalities. We've worked really great together, 17 years of a great partnership. How do you manage, or what would you recommend? My preferred mode is take risks, scale fast. Like, yep. we have momentum. We're maxed out in both our other gyms. We have a great local reputation and recognition. And I'm like, let's do 10 of these in the next like 3 years. And he's like, loses his mind over it. Like, he's more of a prove it guy. In your experience, you know, what's better, you know, speed or prove it?
You're both right. A good partnership has a yes man and a no man, right? And so like in my dynamic with Layla, it's like, I'm yes, she's no, right? And that's basically how everything gets managed. If it were up to me, we joke, it's like we would have 100 businesses. If we're up to her, we'd have none. He says no because he knows how much work it is, right? Like if you're the promoter and the, you know, CEO, whatever you want to call it, then there's usually more like strategic works, there's leadership stuff. But in terms of like day to day, they usually bear the brunt of the work. And so it costs more to them. It's more painful. And so I'll give you my advice from what I would do, having now worked with an implementer for a long time, is I say, what would you need to see for you to feel comfortable with us doing that? And then she'll say, here's the checklist. If you do these things and you make sure these are the things that are done, we can do the next one. And then that way we have an agreement. And it's like, and to be clear, if we do the same checklist at location 3, you feel good again? You're like, yeah, I'm good again if we have these things. And so then you're aligned. And then it's like, cool, let's just keep the party going.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's great. That's great advice. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about the book and grateful for everything you've given out to the community of strength, for sure.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, Joe.